Hello, Doug Brown here, joining Brenda Stone today on Unusual Sources on CFMU 93.3 FM, broadcasting out of McMaster University. Well, this is fundraising week this week, so you know, if you like the show, if you like independent news and news and discussion from a social justice perspective, it would really help us out if you could make a donation. You know, if you make a donation of $30, you get a CFMU card, which gets you discounts at various places. So we're going to, during the show, we'll give you the details on how you go about making a donation. And besides the fundraising week, it's also the start of Israel Apartheid Week here at McMaster and across the country. And there's a lot of events on campus here throughout the week, beginning today, but also across the country. And we have on the line Tyler Levitin. He's the coordinator of Independent Jewish Voices, a national organization. He's based in Ottawa. Are you there, Tyler?
I am, yeah.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for joining us today. And, you know, it's kind of exciting here. As I walked to the studio, there was an information table with all sorts of stuff on Israel Apartheid Week. A lot of events planned here, but I thought maybe you could give us more of a national picture of what's happening this week.
Well, I know that there's Israeli Apartheid Weeks being organized in cities across the country. It's certainly something that's growing year after year. There's new campuses, new cities that are participating. So I know usually there's you know, a circuit of a number of speakers who go from city to city and participate. So I imagine what folks are experiencing in Hamilton is similar to other cities across Canada. But yeah, no doubt it's growing enormously in Canada and internationally. So it's great that you know, people in Hamilton have the opportunity to go and discuss these issues openly in public, to consider the analysis being made around Israel being an apartheid state, and have you know, the opportunity really to engage with these issues, as opposed to the kind of attacks that our government has been laying on people who are engaging in these kinds of nonviolent, peaceful activities. You know, activities like Israeli Apartheid Week are being demonized by politicians, calling it anti-Semitic and hateful and discriminatory. But I really do encourage all of your listeners to go to any of the events this week in Hamilton and see for yourself if the discussion is in any way hateful of anyone. It's grounded in the principles of anti-racism, of equality, human rights, and justice for all. And I am very confident that anyone who goes to these events will see that for themselves.
Yes, absolutely. I've been going to these events for a number of years, and it's always been very, very fair, and very respectful of differing opinions. But the week is also an opportunity to present a different perspective than what most people are hearing now from the mainstream media, which is, I think, very, very biased against the Palestinians and towards Israeli policies.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think that the mainstream media in Canada and elsewhere in the world, but in Canada it's certainly an issue, doesn't reflect what the reality is on the ground for Palestinians. And there was a huge missed opportunity when Jeff Halper went on a cross-Canada tour. He was in Canada for about a month, and he was, you know, having, you know, large auditoriums filled to see him speak in universities and churches and all different kinds of settings across the country. And we could barely get any media interested in it. Luckily, in Vancouver, there was a CBC radio interview with him with the local CBC radio station there. And, you know, a few co-op radios, independent media, such as yourselves, you know, I know that there was interest there as well. But for the most part, mainstream media completely ignored it, and it's definitely not for any lack of trying. We tried very hard, and we got the word out as best as we could. But the fact that somebody of the caliber of Jeff Halper, somebody who's really, you know, at the forefront of trying to enact peaceful change on the ground in Israel-Palestine is so systematically ignored by the media in Canada really says something. I mean, it shows that there's an unwillingness to be able to think outside the box at all on this issue, that the media more or less just buys the talking points presented by the Israel lobby and parroted by our government, unfortunately, around these issues, that really what it does is it enables Israel to continue to systematically violate the human rights of Palestinians and prevents Canadians, and we have the right as Canadians and consumers of media, to be given a fair and accurate picture of what's going on in the region. And we're simply not getting that. So it does an enormous disservice to consumers of media and as well to just members of the public who have every right to know.
Yes, and that's why it's so important that people try to come out to events where, you know, you get a different perspective from people like Jeff Halper, who's an Israeli Jew and has been working to stop home demolitions. He was in Hamilton just a few weeks ago, and just as you described, there was I didn't see any mainstream media coverage of that event. Now, Tyler, you'd mentioned too about the government really trying to prevent any dissenting opinion, trying to call any criticism of Israeli policies anti-Semitic. I think it even goes beyond that, the Middle East. So I was just reading an article about the government and CSIS is looking with suspicion on people that are, say, opposed to pipelines to move dirty bitumen around. So what's your take on this government's moving ahead with this new security bill? What's your take on this?
I'm actually very concerned about it, and I think majority of commentators in Canada on this issue are equally concerned, if not more so. Many people are dubbing this a secret police force. There's certainly no need for it that's been identified by civil liberties and legal experts across the country. It seems to be, based on what the mainstream media is reporting, it seems like they're actually doing a pretty decent job of actually reporting on this issue critically. And I think ordinary Canadians are seeing more and more that this is not something that's taken to very kindly by the mainstream in this country. So Halper is very clearly exploiting a certain political situation where there were those two attacks, as we're all familiar with, the one outside the war memorial monument in Ottawa, and of course the one in Quebec, and that's been, it seems to be exploited by the government, the fears that have been brought up around those two events, as a way to limit the civil liberties of Canadians. I mean, this anti-terror bill would allow CSIS to violate Canadians' rights to basically go and get permission in kind of a secretive way to violate the Charter of Rights and Freedoms of Canadians in order to disrupt peaceful, nonviolent, peaceful activity that is otherwise granted to us under the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. So this is extremely disconcerting. I think that everyone needs to take action before this bill comes into being. And so it's very unfortunate that the Liberals are standing alongside the Conservatives in supporting this. Thankfully, the NDP and the Green Party are staunchly opposed. Ordinary Canadians need to really contact their members of parliament about this and make sure that this bill doesn't move forward, because we may be liberties that would require tons of work for us to get back.
Yes, it's very important that we oppose this, and as you say, the NDP is although I understand they're showing a little bit more flexibility. I think they're ready to live with the bill if substantive changes can be made to the content. But the government again is playing this game of, people get, there's an incident and, they create a crisis atmosphere. They jump in with, measures like this, that would be, really a violation of everybody's civil liberties. Now, Tyler, while we got you on the line, could you give us an update of the BDS campaign? You know, it's kind of I view it as one of the central things that we can do to peacefully push for Palestinian rights and a resolution to the whole occupation issue in the Middle East.
Yeah, well, the BDS campaign has definitely been continuing to grow internationally. There's been a couple of recent victories that, I can mention. There's one in London where the School of Oriental and African Studies was able to pass a referendum question in support of an academic boycott of Israel, and it passed by a landslide. And it actually included everybody in the school. All kinds of staff people, faculty members, students, everyone voted in the community. And I think it was over 73% of the community voted in support of an academic boycott. So oftentimes we hear of, divestment campaigns, which are extremely important and which are being supported on university campuses across the country, for example. We hear of consumer boycott campaigns such as the SodaStream, Ahava, other products that are usually targeting products that are directly complicit in the violation of Palestinians' human rights, such as products coming from the illegally occupied West Bank. But we rarely hear of the academic boycott, for example, or the cultural boycott of Israel, which are other tools that we can use to put pressure on Israel to not associate with the apartheid regime. So in this instance, the decision was made that the people in the school didn't want to connect with the Israeli institutions that helped to perpetuate Israel's human rights violations against the Palestinians. So it wasn't a boycott of individual Israeli academics, which is what is oftentimes argued by people who are opposed to the BDS campaign, that it's discriminatory and targets Israeli individuals, but it doesn't. It's institutional links. So there's actually in the UK as well, over 1,000 artists had signed on to a statement that said that they would not perform in Israel and that they wouldn't receive funding from Israeli, from institutions that are connected to the Israeli government in any way. So this is trying to punish Israeli institutions that are complicit in these crimes, and it's not a punishment of the Israeli people. There was no racism or oppression being directed towards Israelis at all. The issue is how to overcome the systematic oppression of the Palestinians. And that's what the BDS movement is about. It's about standing in solidarity with the Palestinians' call, to put this nonviolent pressure on Israel. It's a completely nonviolent, reasonable, peaceful means of trying to enact, political change.
Yes, I think it's very important that we continue to keep up the pressure, and there's a great precedent for this because a similar campaign way back in the 80s directed against apartheid South Africa, I think played a part in the elimination of apartheid some 10 years later. I encourage people to get informed on this and learn more about it. Again, we have all these great local events coming right here to McMaster. And the very first event is today, just shortly after our show. And David Sheen will be speaking, and this will be at the Michael DeGroot Center for Learning, Room 1110, and it starts at 6:30. Tickets are $5 for students and $8 for non-students. Well, anyways, Tyler, thanks so much for joining us and giving us a broader picture outside of our immediate environment. And again, thank you for all the work that you and Independent Jewish Voices are doing on this issue.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Tyler.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. And that was Tyler Levitin. He's the national coordinator for Independent Jewish Voices, and he was speaking to us today from Ottawa.
Thanks, Doug. Great interview. I'm glad we were able to get Tyler on such short notice. He's very dutiful and very busy with Independent Jewish Voices, a lot of campaigns, websites to maintain, YouTube videos to make, and things like that. So we really appreciate Tyler being with us. And, you know, that's what our program is about. It's about getting you the voices that you don't get to hear. How often do you hear from Tyler Levitin on Independent Jewish Voices in something like CBC or CTV or Global News or National Post? You don't. It's very rare. It's very rare. But here we have regular interviews with Tyler and other members of Independent Jewish Voices. It's great to have an organization like that, Jewish People of Conscience in Canada, independent of the Israel lobby. And here we have Israel Apartheid Week happening, and I'll give out those events again, as Doug mentioned. But that's what we do on this program. We let you know what's happening in the community and what's happening that's related to larger events, mobilizations, campaigns, and movements in Canada and around the world, just like there are massive demonstrations this summer, the biggest ever demonstrations for Gaza, and right here in Hamilton, the largest ever demonstrations, in Toronto, the largest ever demonstrations. This thing is moving, and now we have Israel Apartheid Week. I think this must be the 10th anniversary or so. It's been a few years at McMaster. It's been growing, and the BDS movement and the BDS campaign has certainly been growing. We interviewed Yara and Sammy from Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights and McMaster Muslims for Peace and Justice. We interviewed them last week about the upcoming events, what's happening, why they're important, why people should come out, and how they can get there. Because that's what we do. We let you know about local events here at McMaster and in the Hamilton community. And it's very important. That's why CFMU exists. And that's why we have Raise Your Voice 2015 fundraiser. And that is to support this listener-supported, campus-based community radio. And you can do that. You can give us a donation. You can go online at cfmu.mcmaster.ca, and there's a fundraising or promotions tab, and there's a donate button at the bottom there. You know, if you donate $30, you can get a Friends of CFMU card that gives you discounts at places you actually want to go to. You know, Art Gallery of Hamilton, Homegrown Hamilton, My Dog Joe, Was Ethiopian Restaurant, for example, even Willy Dog at McMaster. Everyone goes to the hot dog stand there, or maybe the Casbah. Things like that. This ain't Hollywood. You can get discounts there with the CFMU card. So why not donate $30 to CFMU? You can go online and fill out that form, use a credit card. You can mention our program, Unusual Sources, or you can call in a few minutes. We'll take your call, and we can just sign up an information sheet. You can have the card mailed to you, right? It doesn't cost anything. So just I'd recommend that you do that. As I said, it's very important on this issue, whether it be Israel and the situation in Gaza or other issues. Right now, with regard to Israel, of course, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister, President of Israel, is in he's in the United States, and he is presenting his case before the Congress. And, you know, not a lot of leaders get to do that from other countries, to go and get standing ovations and whatnot. But his views will be widely known. You can be sure of that. He's going to speak with representatives in the United States, and he's going to have his views very loudly and publicly aired. But we don't get to do that. We have fewer channels to do that. Independent Jewish Voices and the Jews of Conscience in Canada don't have as many avenues or opportunities. So you can help them get their voices out by doing things like funding listener-supported community radio. So I wanted to bring that to your attention. And again, you can go to cfmu.mcmaster.ca and go to the promotions tab and click on the donate button, mention our program, Unusual Sources, or in a few minutes you can call us at 905-528-9888. Give a $30 donation, get the Friends of CFMU card. But also, I wanted to go and let you know about those events Doug was talking about. This is really important. Today is the launch of Israel Apartheid Week in Hamilton. And It's going to be at 6:30 today, so not too long after this program is over. We have the talk lecture by David Sheen. Now, we spoke about this with the student organizers last week on our program. David Sheen does a lot of work investigating problems of racism inside Israel, racism against the Arab community in Israel, racism against non-white. There's some very disturbing lobby groups in Israel that are promoting some very disturbing legislation. And Sheen looks at this general climate of racism and how this got to be out of control and what it means. That's going to be, again, 6:30 p.m. today at McMaster in the Michael B. DeGroot Center for Learning and Discovery. That's MDCL 1110. So MDCL number 1110. And the tickets are $5 for students and $8 for non-students. So I recommend coming out to that. And we also know about some of the other events that are happening. For example, this is one that's close to us. Here on Unusual Sources, on the 10th of March, that's next Tuesday, 7 o'clock p.m. There's an event called "Israeli Apartheid Through the Eyes of a Palestinian and an Accidental Jew," and this is two members of our community, Hawla Ibrahim, who's with the Palestinian Association of Hamilton, and Robert Allison, who's with Independent Jewish Voices. Robert Allison, he calls himself an accidental Jew. He converted to Judaism. He came into it unexpectedly, and he became involved in the struggle for the rights of Palestinian people. And so he talks about his recent visit. He went to Israel to see for himself Israel, Gaza, Palestine. He went to see what he could learn. And he's going to be talking about that on March 10 alongside Hawla Ibrahim, who comes from Palestine, and her family is close to what is happening there. And this is going to be at 7 o'clock p.m. in CNH. That's Chester New Hall, CNH B107. So that's the basement, CNH Basement 107. It's called "Israeli Apartheid Through the Eyes of a Palestinian and an Accidental Jew." You can get these events from the Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights Facebook page. Go to Facebook, look up SPHR McMaster, and they're there. You can also go to the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War website. Right now we just have today's event, but at www.hamiltoncoalitiontostopthewar.ca. And in the events section, it has the information about today's event, and it will have the information about the upcoming events and a link to the Facebook information. So you can go to the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War.ca. Finally, there's another event we know about that's happening at the end. It's the finale of Israel Apartheid Week, and it's called Born in Gaza, and it's a film about what the lives of four youth in this open-air prison, which is Gaza. And this is looking at the end of the Israeli bombardment, the aftermath of that bombardment in the summer, over which there is so much action here in Hamilton and Toronto and the rest of the country. So that's going to be, from what I've seen, it looks to be a stunning film. You can only see it here. It's not on the internet or anywhere. You got to go here. Very artistic. And it's going to be Monday, March 12. Is that right? Monday? Does that work?
Yeah. It'll be Thursday.
Thursday. That makes more sense.
Thursday, March 12th.
Okay, that makes more sense. We have an older draft copy here. So Thursday the 12th. Just go to the SPHR Facebook group or go to Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War. The specific details will be posted there. You'll find out about it tonight if you go to the event tonight, by the way. Again, that's 6:30 p.m. So anyway, this is what we do here. We let you know about these kind of things that are happening in the community. So, you know, you want to help us out, you want to support us, you can go to cfmu.mcmaster.ca, go to the promotions tab, go to the donate button, list our name that you're donating to Unusual Sources, give $30, get the Friends of CFMU card. You can call us in a few minutes at 905-528-9888. We also wanted to let you know there's a public meeting for a protest against Bill C-51. That's the so-called anti-terror legislation. And this is a public meeting about the bill and what it means and the implications of it and how to oppose it. And it's going to be Wednesday, March 18, 7 o'clock p.m., Hamilton City Hall. So Hamilton City Hall at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, March 18. council chambers, and it's sponsored by a whole bunch of groups, and there's free admission. And, yeah, so you might want to go to that.